colleges or other four-year institutions. We anticipate about 3,500 across the three campuses of the university. This may not be our greatest enrollment year. 2005 was a large year. We may match that or come close to matching that number. Each campus continues to make recruiting and retaining a diverse student body a priority, and we continue to work to expand the diversity of our body, student body. Availability, as you know, of financial aid is a key factor in recruiting students, particularly from limited resource backgrounds. I'm pleased to say that the program that Dr. Hogan initiated, Access Illinois, the Presidential Scholarship Initiative, has raised more than $42 million since it was started in gifts, pledges, and commitments. That's just since June 2011. And we continue to work aggressively on that effort. As you heard in the retreat yesterday, this does mark the 150th year of the Morrill Act's passage and the creation of the land-grant university system. And we remind ourselves that access by young people to the opportunities of higher education is one of the priorities of a land-grant university. I am also pleased that we now have the permanent leadership in place on each of our campuses. I think we have the item at Urbana to appoint the provost today. With that, we have the senior positions on each campus, and I am very much enjoying working with those individuals. So that's all, Mr. Chairman.
Well, that's a lot.
That's too much.
Can we adjourn the meeting now? I'm exhausted listening to all of that. You know what, it might be helpful to identify some of the university leadership that is here today and also some of the our partners in the media. I think Jody Cohen is here from the Tribune, Christine Desjardins from the News Gazette, Darshan Patel from the Daily Illini, and Christy Levy from UIC News. So welcome to all of you. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Do you want to introduce the
chancellors, others? Would you care to introduce anyone from your campuses, from your leadership teams? Dr. Cook, why don't you begin? Or tell us.
I have to turn around and see.
Sure.
I know that Provost Adeshida is not here because he's in China. I think you've introduced pretty much the rest of the team.
Okay.
Dr.
Cook?
And Provost Lynn Pardee is here in her official capacity, her first board meeting in that regard.
Lynn Pardee is now on board full time.
Can I just correct myself? And I just saw Dick Wheeler in the back of the room, who actually is still the provost. So please, Dick, I'm sorry. Provost Lon Kaufman is.
Maybe we'd ask Paula Allen Mears, as the Chancellor of the Chicago campus, our host today, to welcome us. Would that be appropriate?
Well, it's my pleasure to welcome the Board of Trustees and colleagues to UIC this morning. On behalf of the campus, I wish to extend a very special thank you to Trustee Strobel and members of the Governance Committee for organizing such a thought-provoking conversation about higher education and priorities going forward. It was really a delight to participate in the retreat. Since I gave a very comprehensive welcome at the June meeting, today presents us with an opportunity to receive an update about the Chicago Biomedical Consortium. We refer to that as the CBC. And I'm delighted that we have a new scientific director. His name is Dr. Brian Kay, and he's here this morning to give you an update. But before that, I'd like to at least introduce Dr. Kay. Dr. Kay is professor of biology and a world-renowned expert in the science of how proteins selectively interact with each other inside cells. For the past 7 years, he has served as head of the Department of Biological Sciences, where he also teaches introductory and advanced cell biology courses. He has authored over 135 scientific reports and reviews, co-edited 3 books, and been issued 15 patents. Last year, Dr. Kay was appointed scientific director and is doing a fantastic job And as you heard, he's also